So we have Shimon ben Elazar. According to Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar's svara, that an Eved Kenani cannot accept his own shtar, Eved Kenani mal sheyasa shliach lekabel gita miyad rabbi. Can the Eved Kenani appoint a shliach? Can he make a messenger to accept his own shtar or not? What's the svara? Kivun de gomal olam isha. Since he learns out from Isha that the get shikr has to be into somebody else's rishus, so he learns out lolam Isha, he learns out hilchas shtar shikru from hilchas get Isha. So if so, I'll tell you it's mamish kisha, like your wife. Just like your wife could appoint a shliach to accept her get, who then never also should be able to appoint a shliach to accept his get. Or his shtar shikru. Or Duma maybe no. Isha by your wife, the yehi motze mekabelas gita, since she herself could accept her own get, shliach nani motze meshavia. Therefore, something you can do, you could make a shliach to do it for you. She could appoint a shliach to accept her get. But ever, but the svar by never is, the yehi loy mekabel gita. He himself, according to Rabbi Shimon, cannot accept his own get shichrur. If so, maybe shliach nani motze meshavia. Maybe he should not be able to appoint a shliach. In other words, even though the Mishnah says, according to Chachamim, that somebody else could accept the shtar shichror, so mashma, if the Eved does not appoint him for shliach, then avader it's good. It's better off if the Eved does not appoint him for shliach, then the Eved appoints him for shliach. Because if the Eved does not appoint him for shliach, but since the Chachamim say it's a schus for them to go out, so as the chus, somebody else could accept the get for the Eved. But it's not a shliach. Just a schus I could do for you. But in the case where the Eved appoints him for shliach, maybe there it's worse. Because since I'm telling you I want you only to be a shliach for me, and if the halacha is the Eved cannot appoint a shliach, so you can't do it. That's the question, does an Eved have a right to appoint a shliach or not? So Gemara answers no. That boss of the boy, after he asked the question, all the posh he accepted, he answered, lo lo misha. Don't forget, that you could. He learns that lo lo misha kisha. That yes, just like your wife, by Hilchos Gerushin, she could appoint somebody else to accept a get. The same thing, this Eved Kenani also could appoint somebody else, a shliach, to accept his get. So it comes out, even though the Eved Kenani cannot accept his own shtar shichrur, he could appoint a shliach. So Gemara says, if so, v'yeloho di'yomer afuna, b'reid Rabbi Yeshua, hani kahani kahanim, they bring korbonus, they bring a korban for Yisrael, the Yisrael goes to the Beis Hamikdash, has a korban to be brought, the kahanim bring it for us. So the kashala there is Shaluche de Rachmona Ninu. There Rav Huna says that a Kayin is called a Shliach of Hashem. It's like the Torah appoints him to be a Shliach. But he's not considered our Shluchim, a Shliach of the Yisrael. Why does he say that for? You're going to tell me Shluche de Dan Ninu, that the Kahanim are like our Shliach to bring a carbon for us. If so, he says a Svar that can't be. Because Miiko Midi, is there anything? Tiyanan Loi Mitzinan Avdinon. We ourselves cannot do it. V'inu motzi avdi, and how can we point the shliach, let somebody else do it for us? Because there's a svara, something you yourself cannot do, you can't make a shliach. So therefore the kahanim cannot be a shliach for Yisrael, because since the Yisrael himself cannot do it, it's a svara, he can't appoint a shliach. So that the Torah says kahanim can bring kavanas for us, has to mean it's like the Torah appointed him to be the shliach. So Morris says, now what kind of svara is that? V'loi, it can't be, v'avda, bring a proof by Nebuchadnezzar. According to Chachamim now, Mishnah according to Shimon Lozom, the Eved himself does not have a yad to accept his own get. Still, a shliach motzi meshavia. But Avadi, you're telling me now, he could appoint a shliach to accept his get. So you see something he can't do, still he can make a shliach. So maybe the Kahanim are a shliach of Yisrael. So Rosh says, no, there's a big difference. V'lohi, there's a big difference. There's not like this. There's a big difference here. Yisrael lo shaychi b'teros kabonis klal. Or Yisrael has nothing to do with Kabonis. And Yisrael can't bring Kabonis at all. So therefore, since he himself can't do anything, he can't make a shliach. But Eved and Eved Kenani, Shayach Begitin, he has to do with Kabolus Shtar Shichur. His own Yichsor, and he himself can't accept his own. But for somebody else, an Eved could be a shliach to accept a Shtar Shichur for somebody else's Eved. The Tanya we learned, that Nirin Advorim, it looks to us, sure Eved, Mekabel Gita Shachaveroi, Miyad Rabbi Shachaveroi. That if Shimon owns an Eved Kenani, and Reuven also owns an Eved Kenani, and Reuven wants to free his own Eved Kenani, so Reuven has a right to let the Shimon's Eved be the Shliach to accept the Shtar Shichrur for his Eved. So you see that Shimon's Eved is in the Pasha of Shtah Shichur. He can accept the Shtah Shichur for somebody else. He just can't accept it from his own master for himself. But for somebody else, he could do it. It's only he can't accept from his own master, because then it's not called it went out of the master's Rishus. But one Eved could accept the Shtah Shichur for a different Eved, from a different master. So since an Eved Kanani is Beteris, get Shichur, therefore we say even though he can't do it for himself, from his own master, that's only a side problem, that it didn't leave the master's possession. Therefore he could make a Shliach, and the Shliach could accept it for him. Now the Mishnah says, even according to Chachamim, that the Eved could free himself with his own money, but Ubavad Sheheya Kesem Mishal Acherim. The money had to come from somebody else. So what's the pshat? Neima, let's say, maybe this is the machlokes in the Mishnah. The Rav Meir says there's no way an Eved could free himself with his own money. Why? Because Rav Meir Sovar ain't kinyan li Eved below Rabbi. The Eved has no kinyan at all without his master. Whatever the Eved owns belongs to his master. So there's no money for the Eved. Who did an Isha doesn't own anything without a husband. Everything goes to a husband. That's Rav Meir Shita. Therefore, the kesef has to be somebody else's money and not the Eved's own money. The Eved can't have money by himself. Any money he has automatically belongs to the master. For Rabbanan, the Rabbanan now Mishnah, know that Yesh Kinyan Li Eved Bloi Rabbi. It's possible for the Eved to own something without the master. And V'yesh Kinyan Li Isha Bloi Baal. It's possible for a wife to own something without a husband. So verse like this. Omar Rabbi says no. That Omar Rashashis. The Kuliyam, everybody of Ad agrees to the Yisoid that Ein Kinyan Li Eved Bloi Rabbi. Stam and Eved Kanani cannot own anything without his master. He picks up something, he gets a present, it automatically goes straight to the master. And the Ein Kinyan Li Isha Bloi Baila. Whatever a wife picks up or gets a present, it also always goes straight back to the husband. So then what's the machlokes in our Mishnah? For Yochab B'mayaskinon, we're talking about over here in our Mishnah, a special case. V'ocha b'mayaskinon, the akni le'acher, with mona, somebody else gives $100 to this Eved, but v'omale, he tells the Eved with a condition. Al menash she'en l'rabbi reshus boy, I'm only giving you this money on a condition that your master does not get it. So here's the machlokes. Rabbi Meir, Sover Meir holds, k'yomale k'ni, as soon as the person says to the Eved, I want to give you this present, I want to give you the money, k'ni Eved, v'k'ni rabbi. Right away the Eved gets it, and right away he goes straight to the master, even before he made the condition. Therefore, when he says the condition of Almanas, that I don't want the master to get it, Loiklum Kome, he didn't say anything, because it was already done. Loiklum Komele, he doesn't say anything, like it's done, it's too late. For Rabbanan Sar, the Rabbanan don't know. Kivun di Yomalei Almanas, since this person made a condition now, that I'm only giving you the money, the Eved Almanas, on a condition that your master does not get it, Ahani le tonight, that tonight does help. So some Achrenim want to learn the Pshat is, the Shiloh is, now that we say a master gets everything the Eved gets, is it a one-way step or a two-way step? Do we say like Mamish, the master owns the Yad of the Eved? So whatever comes into the Yad of the Eved is automatically like in the master's Rishus. So then Tanoim don't help. But the Chom hold no. The Eved really has a type of Rishus, a kinyan for himself. Just whatever he's zeicherin, whatever belongs to him, automatically has to go back to the master. So therefore, but since it comes to him first, and the person makes a tanai condition that has to stay by you, cannot go to the master, so the Chom said that's a good tanai. For Reb Lezer says no. Reb Lezer Omar, Kol Kiyai Gavna, the Kuli Amla, Pliga, the Koni, Eva, Koni, Rabbi. He holds no. Even in this case, the Chum also say the master would get it. This type of a Tanai does not help. Just Almanash, your Rabbi doesn't get it. Because no, he also holds that the Kinyan direct to the master, so once the Eva gets it, automatically goes straight to the master. So then where's the case that the Chum and the Mishnah say that the Eved could free himself with his own money? For Yehocha B'mayaski, no, we're talking about over here, because going the Aknile Achar Mona, somebody else gives him true $100, but V'yomale says to him, Al Menashe Teitze Bar Decheres, I'm giving it to you only with the condition that this money should be used to free yourself with. Here's the Machlekes. Rabbi Meir saw the Yehomale K'ni K'ni Yehav, as soon as you say it's yours, right away the Eved gets it, and right away it's the same kinyan goes to the rabbi, the kinyan rabbi. So it doesn't help even this type of a condition. He doesn't say anything, doesn't help anything. But Rabbanan Sav, the Rabbanan hold, Lididei Nami. Oh, like Komaknile, the Rabbanan hold, here is a new Svara. This person did not give the present to the Evid. He didn't say, you ever could keep it. He only said to him, Elo Amanash, I'm only giving you this money to be able to use this money to go out free. But otherwise, it's not even yours. So this type of a condition here, the Chum say, helps. But otherwise, other conditions don't help according to neither of them. But I call for that's the machlokes from Meir and the Rabbanan. Is it possible for an Eved to have his own money or not? So Mora says, now, Rami the Rameh, Rameh, Rami the Rabbanan, the Rabbanan. I'll have a Stira and Rameh and the Rabbanan. The Tanya, we learn like this.